This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gene in Jersey City. Hello, Gene.
Good morning. Really love the show. My husband, you know, turned me on to watching you guys. But I heard this morning, you know, justice for Allie. You know, she brings in all the boxes. She's doing the work. You guys are some of the best in the business, but she's helping to make you look good. And I am one of those who leave the boxes around. And, you know, I think that's okay. That's part of the job.
All right, Gene, so I just want to be factual, you know, because sometimes we get emotional and we throw things out there that people think are part of the facts. But the facts are the boxes are delivered. She doesn't bring them in. They're delivered and they're put in the in where she works. They're mm-hmm. sitting there for her. So she doesn't have to carry them in the building.
All right, but can't we help her out? I'm sure she's got busy days. I know all of you are busy, but... You know, it's a lot of work, and she's trying to keep everything organized, and I just, you know, the boxes, I can't break down the boxes all the time. Too much going on, so justice for Allie here.
Judge, she doesn't have as much going on as you might imagine.
When she comes here.
When she comes here at home, of course, as a mother and
it's
everything
a different
else.
Story, yeah.
But when she's here, she's got plenty of time to break down these boxes. She chooses not to. She's never been educated on how to do it, and she...
And that's her dad's fault.
Yeah.
That's got to be her dad.
I mean,
she's around Benji and her dad. They take care of the boxes.
They do take care of the boxes.
And we're the ones that are dealing with the remnants of that.
Yeah, I mean, but I was not surprised at all when she was leaving them around. I was like, this is just what, you know, what she does. I mean, it's like finding mouse droppings. Like,
her dad is a gem.
Oh, he's the greatest.
Oh, he's the best.
But maybe too great.
I think way too great.
Because
it made two things too soft. See, this is what happens when you love your kids so much that you do so much for them that when they grow up, they don't realize the things that they have to take care of.
Yeah, I got my 3-year-old cutting up boxes already, actually.
You're setting the tone.
Yeah, I gave her a butter knife and I said, let's go. Let's start working.
Let's go.
Let's go to Dane in El Paso, Texas. What's going on, Dane?
It's boxes. That's what's going on. Not only that, you know, I'm calling from the guest bedroom because we got into it last night. It's crazy. No, the garage is full of boxes. They're not broken down. I broke them down, and they're so big, I can't put them in my recycle dumpster. I've got to go to the landfill and put them in their box crusher, and I did. I did that. I loaded the truck. I put them in the landfill, and you know what she said? Where are my boxes? She wanted her boxes.
Mad that you got rid of the boxes?
She got mad that I got rid of the boxes.
What
you
was
know
she going to do with the boxes?
I don't know. I know where they're going to go from now on. They're going to go to box heaven. I'm going to get a fire pit. And I'm sending them to heaven. Anyway.
Dane, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Wow. Getting in a fight over the boxes, sleeping in the guest bedroom. This is how serious of an issue this is.
Man, you touched on something, man.
Let's go to Sal in Lacey Township. What's going on, Sal?
Good morning, gentlemen. I, too, am a fellow male box sufferer.
This is hilarious.
I have a 84-year-old mother-in-law living with me, a 29-year-old niece living with me, and I have the queen, my wife, living with us. And every day, the boxes appear at the front door. And a couple of months ago, I think I won the battle. I was very excited. I noticed that the boxes weren't there anymore. Came home from work and found the boxes outside next to the garbage pail. I said, okay, a small win.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, those boxes don't belong there. I still got to break them up. At least you can break them up. They broke them up and put them in the garbage pail. Now, my 16-year-old son, who tries to help me out by throwing out the garbage, doesn't say, yeah, let me get these boxes out of here. He throws them on top of the boxes.
Man, you
so
really are up against
it. So it looks like I live in
it.
The ghetto, and we don't take care of our garbage, and people coming up to me sometimes in the neighborhood, and I'm wondering, hey, when are you going to clean up the front of the house there with all these boxes and garbage that you got hanging out there? So I thought I won, but I only won a small battle, and it's an ongoing battle. And to be honest with you, I finally got down on my knees and gave them all the credit because they outworked me, and now I cut them up, put them in my car, and take them to the recycle bin.
Sal, man, listen, I feel your struggle.
It is amazing how many guys are affected by this.
It's every guy.
Yeah, no, it's essentially every man. And by the way, if you go to the WFAN Mornings account on X, you could see that there already is a Justice for Allie movement out there, as women are holding signs made out of cardboard, no less, that says Justice for Allie and say no to breaking down boxes. So there's a whole movement going on. Let's go to Dale in Jersey City. Hello, Dale.
Good morning, guys. I, too, am a box sufferer, but it goes a little deeper. My wife is very particular, and in our laundry room, every single hanger has to be the exact same color. I brought two down that were not the same color, and they were disrespectfully thrown to the ground. They sat there for 3 months. We have a cleaning lady every week, and she was instructed by my wife not to move the hangers. So after 3 months, I negotiated something. It was a long 3 months, if you know what I'm saying. So about 2.5 minutes after the negotiation, I gladly picked up the hangers.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you have to do. And then they hold it over your head, as Dale said. I mean, it was a long 3 months. I know what he's talking about. I mean, it's impossible. You end up losing every time with this.
Yeah, the hangers and the boxes. Well, the hangers are a whole other set of circumstances.
Right. But he also is dealing with boxes.
Yeah, but he's dealing with colors of hangers and colors of hangers.
Yeah, it sounds like an OCD situation.
My wife is one of the colors.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So on her side of the closet, it all has to be the same. And I don't care on my side. It's a mishmash of what's been collected over the years. But, you know, when the laundry is done and you're hanging up and putting away the clothes, I have to make sure that it's all the one hangers are for
her. But you don't have a box problem?
No, because with her home business, she gets so many. It was just like, you know,
You're handling that.
I do handle most of it, but she is willing to help it sometimes.
All right, couple more here before we move on. Get Jerry Recco in here. Steven in Verona. What's going on, Steven?
You know, it's these boxes. They can't even try and stack them the right way. I got middle boxes on top of small boxes with a big box of like, it's proof that all day kindergarten is necessary. They can't put the square peg in a round hole. Just put up the small box in the middle box in the big box, and the stack isn't as high as it should be. I come home, they're towering over me.
It's so
true.
I mean,
come on.
No, it is so true. There is no like I just we need to get these women to start playing Tetris to sort of figure out how things work, because there'll be a small box, and then they'll take the big box and throw it on top of the small box, and then you got to do even more work to stuff the small boxes in the big box. You can take it out if you want to do that, as opposed to then cutting it up. And then if you ever get something, oh, my God, if you ever get something with, like, the peanuts in it, the styrofoam peanuts in it, God forbid.
Or a lot of paper in there.
Oh, forget about it.
But the paper is good for a fireplace.
That's a weekend ruiner. You get some with those peanuts in there.
Yeah.
And then you get the kids will see that, and then all of a sudden, you know, you might be on the toilet. You come back, they're all over the place playing around with it, just expecting it to be cleaned up by somebody. All right, last one. Brian in Northport. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for picking up. So I got to my breaking point a couple weeks ago when, you know, after working 12 hours a day, I come home, get out of my truck, and at the back door, which is 12 feet from the garbage cans, is two garbage bags that just for some reason couldn't make it to the garbage can. That's my job. So I got set up the pile of cardboard boxes that builds up by the garage that is Amazon this, you know, whatever it may be. I start adding to it because I said, you're the recycler, you're the tree hugger, you're going to take care of it. You know, I'm going to win this battle. So I go to the grocery store, and my grocery store now has the option. They have all these boxes of the used empty produce instead of using bags, and it's actually great. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to add to this pile. So recycling night comes. She's like, you got to take that stuff out. I said, I'm not doing it. She said, no, you have to. I said, I'm not doing it. Good night. She goes outside fuming, and I'm like, oh, this is a bad idea. I get up in the morning. the boxes are gone. I was like, holy crap. I go out to the street, they're gone. I'm like, she did it. It's a miracle. I won. I come to a light. A woman pulls up next to me, honking her horn, yelling at me. I roll down the window. I'm like, what is the problem? She's like, you're littering the streets. There's boxes flying everywhere. I'm like, what the hell is she talking about? I look in my rearview mirror. My truck is full of boxes.
Wow. Wow, what a move.
I look down at the phone. She goes, Huntington Recycling Center opens at 8. Love you. Have a great day. I was like, holy crap.
Oh, my God.
I go to the recycling center. I pull it up to the rack. There's like four other dudes unloading their cars and trucks. I mean, it was silent. They were all just unloading. Like, yeah, we're not winning ever.
Yeah, no. Tail between the legs. I mean, thanks, Brian. I mean, it's a losing battle. It's how you deal with it. It's one of those things where you know you can't win. It's just how you dealing with the loss. It's not what happens to you. It's how you respond to it. I mean, and that's really where we're at with this now. And that is, he thought he won. No. Stuff the entire truck with the boxes and says, go recycle them.
You know, I have to, I think we have to give Allie a big pat on the back for this, because we've gotten it all off our chest now because of her mishandling of the boxes.
Yeah. Just know that everybody's out there struggling with this. So, you know, when you are the guy and you come home and you see all the boxes mismatched, not broken down and thrown in a corner or in the garage, just know there's hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of men dealing with the same problem.
But that means that ultimately here, we're going to lose.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be me or she's Al.
You can tell by the way she called in that she's not flexible.
She went right to her good stuff, too.
Right.
I broke my nail instead of crying.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, what are you supposed to do with that? I mean,
you're like, oh, okay, fine.
Again, if we don't show some sort of sympathy towards her.
We're the a-holes.
Yeah, we're the misogynist a-holes. Right.
I mean, it's impossible. They paint you right in the corner. You got no shot. You really don't.
Just want you to just take care of your stuff. Right. You wanted a new spot, you got a new spot.
Like, she's the Celtics, we're the Knicks. No chance. We got no chance.